Once a comedian said that Christians get their guilt from the Bible, everyone else gets it from their mother. My apologies to all mothers, including my own. But that's not the point. I would like to speak about guilt, but there are two types of guilt. There is psychological guilt and moral guilt. Psychological is something that I feel bad about, but I'm not guilty and I don't need to go to confession. I accidentally spilled coffee upon you. I'm apologetic, and I may feel bad for days or weeks, but it's not something I'm ever going to confess because it's something I'm not guilty of. It was an accident. Now, moral guilt is a different issue. There's a guy who went to a psychologist and said, you know, I've been on a diet, and every time I eat chocolate, I feel bad about myself, and I feel guilty for weeks. And the psychologist says, well, I guess you want me to teach you how to develop a strong will, a strong decision-making capacity. Guy says, oh, heavens, no. I want you to get rid of the guilt. And that's what we often like to do. We don't want to address a problem. We want to get rid of it. And how often have I said here, guilt is like pain. It's a sign that something is wrong. Do something about it, or please be quiet. Don't tell people the church taught you to be guilty. The church teaches us to make a decision about guilt. When you do something wrong and you feel guilty, your motivating factor should be love. I'm going to try to be better. Because I love my mother, my father, my husband, my wife, my brother, my sister, my neighbor. Because this is good for me, my church, and for society. You may feel bad about it, but bad or guilt is not the motivating factor. Love is the motivating factor. Whenever you do something wrong, you may cry and you may be disappointed. But when you go and admit the truth, you're making a decision. Guilt is a very comfortable refuge for those people who don't want to make a decision about their own life. And they can blame it on the church, blame it on their mother, blame it on society's mores and other things. But we have done this since the beginning. In Genesis, when Adam and Eve do something wrong and disobey God, they run. And God says, where are you? And they begin to blame each other, to blame God, to blame the serpent. God knew where they were. He was asking a question because he wanted to elicit a confession. When Cain killed his brother Abel, and God said, where is your brother? And Cain replied, am I my brother's keeper? Once again, he was avoiding responsibility for his life, and he was avoiding true sorrow for sins and contrition. He refused to make a decision. God knew what he did. God was trying to lead him to a responsible life. Because God gave us freedom, he doesn't treat us like children. He allows us to make sins, and he allows us to do great things. Say you're sorry, not because you're disappointed, not because you feel guilty, but because you feel love for another person, but because you realize you are a responsible citizen of this world, and what you do matters, and how you live and how you speak affects not simply yourself, but your family and affects all others. Yesterday I was watching soccer match and there was a tragedy on the field where a player became very, very ill and everyone was crying and everyone felt bad for him and his family. He eventually recovered, but one of the soccer coaches says, it is at these times that we realize how important life is, but soccer is the most important thing of the unimportant things of life. Well, I think your conscience and what you do with this thing called guilt by making a decision, by taking responsibility, and by loving other people enough to become a better person is the proper and the Christian way to approach it. Don't blame your mother. Don't blame the Bible. Don't blame the church. Say, I did something bad, but oh, watch me, what a good person I will become. Slava Isusu Hristu.